I'm Duarte Geraldino, Deputy Managing Business Editor for Al Jazeera Digital, and I'm in for Tenzina Vega. You're listening to The Takeaway. Good to be with you. Now, if you're keeping your distance from people or hunkering down, you're not alone. We are all trying to slow the spread of the coronavirus. And as we spend more time trying to practice social distancing, we're also turning to online deliveries. And Amazon is seeing a huge surge in sales. To manage that surge, the company says it's going to be suspending shipments of non-essential items to its warehouses and will be prioritizing medical supplies, household items, and other high-demand products like face masks and toilet paper, all that until April 5th. Amazon is also promising to hire 100,000 additional people to deal with that increased demand. But some of those people, the ones who work at Amazon fulfillment centers, say the company is not addressing their safety concerns during this crisis. Last week, two office workers at Amazon's Seattle headquarters were diagnosed with coronavirus. And on Wednesday, workers at an Amazon sorting facility in Queens, New York, learned a coworker had been diagnosed with COVID-19. More than 1,500 workers have signed a petition asking for greater protections like paid sick leave and childcare pay. They also want an Amazon facility shut down even if one of its workers tests positive for COVID-19. Matt Day is a reporter for Bloomberg Technology. He covers Amazon and is going to tell us what's going on inside the Amazon fulfillment warehouses as the coronavirus pandemic intensifies. Hey, Matt.
Howdy.
Emily Gindelsberger is here too. She's a journalist who also worked inside of an Amazon fulfillment center. She wrote a book about that experience called On the Clock, What Low-Wage Work Did to Me and How It Drives America Insane. Emily, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Matt, what do we know about Amazon? How much more business is Amazon getting over the last few weeks?
So we've got a sense it's just a ton. Amazon doesn't exactly release day-to-day sales data, but, you know, outside consultants say, you know, sales of household items and then essentials are just through the roof. Sales of groceries are through the roof. You know, that's clearly showing some signs of strain in their fulfillment center network that, you know, routes all the packages to their destination.
How difficult is it for them to make sure orders are getting to their customers on time?
Part of what's so tough for them right now is they're coming right off the holiday season where they hire, you know, tens or hundreds of thousands of seasonal employees to bolster their capacity. They just got rid of all those people. So this coming, you know, in the dead of March, which is supposed to be a quiet period for them, has just kind of jolted the system. And so it's clearly exposed some kinks in the delivery machine they've built.
So how does all that extra volume affect the people who are actually working in these fulfillment centers?
Well, it's definitely brought back that peak, you know, frenzy holiday season overtime. You know, folks are getting called in. You know, normally if you're in an Amazon fulfillment center, typically it's you work 10-hour days. People are getting asked to come back in for mandatory overtime. Seasonal employees are getting called back in. They're trying to hire. You know, folks who we've spoken with say that it's a real pressure cooker in a way that it typically is not this time of year.
So, Emily, Amazon says it's adding 100,000 new jobs as millions of Americans turn to online shopping while they're stuck at home. Is Amazon ready for that, you think?
Well, they definitely already have the capacity because, like you said, they expand by, you know, 100,000 people or more every year for peak. But I don't know how easy it's going to be for them to find 100,000 seasonal workers right now. Although I guess with all these people getting laid off from restaurant jobs, this might end up being a job of last resort for a lot of people.
A job of last resort. So, Matt, what is Amazon saying to fulfillment center workers regarding the coronavirus?
You know, they're giving them some very basic guidance. You know, all of a sudden there's more hand sanitizer, out throughout the workplace. You know, just this week, they've instituted some more measures to try to keep people safe and discourage them from congregating. But I think like a lot of different moving parts on Amazon, they kind of fail to communicate to their frontline workers very consistently. So a lot of the folks that we've talked to, you know, say that there's not a whole lot of guidance or reassurance coming from the top. It's business as usual. You know, get to your station, make your quota. And oh, yeah, by the way, you got to wipe it down at the end of the day now.
Emily, you called it a job of last resort, and yet you actually worked in an Amazon fulfillment center as part of research for your book. What kind of time pressure are Amazon workers under?
It's pretty heavy time pressure. They call it making rate, which means keeping up with the number of, I was a picker, for example, but this is the case in pretty much every Amazon job. You have a set rate of whatever it is you're doing that you are supposed to keep up with. And if you don't, they make it pretty clear that, yeah, if you can't keep up, you will get fired. So, for example, when I was picking, that means I was going around, you know, the shelves of this warehouse, because I was in an older warehouse before they automated part of that. And so I was walking around like 13 or 16 miles a day, trying to keep up with the pace that they wanted me to go at. And it was quite painful. And the thing that makes it especially, that makes it different from other jobs where there is more, you know, a time crunch, is that you carry around this scanner with you. And you scan something to complete every single task, you know, every task involved with scanning an item. So there's like four or five scans involved with getting one item onto the conveyor belt. And every single one, there's this little blue bar at the very bottom of the scanner that's constantly ticking down, like 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, how many seconds you have left before you're going to fall behind on rate. And it is quite stressful to have that thing running all day, every day for your entire shift.
So given that time pressure with that clock ticking, do you think that Amazon workers can realistically follow public health recommendations like washing your hands or sanitizing your work area? In your experience, could you have taken the time to go wash your hands?
Not with the rates that I was expected to keep up with. If they really do want people to stay safe, they'll adjust the incentives that they have in place. Because the thing about companies today, like especially really big companies like Amazon, is they often have this sort of micromanagement control over what their workers do, not through telling them to do something and them, you know, obeying it, but because they have these timers that are on everything and that track everywhere you go. I had there was a GPS thing in my scanner, so they could always tell where I was. And unless you change those incentives, which are right now the most important thing by a mile, is just keeping up with how fast they want you to go. So Amazon can say all sorts of things like, oh, people are totally free to use the bathroom anytime they want. That's technically true. People are free to use the bathroom. However, when they go do that, that time that they spend in the bathroom is counted as what they call time off task. And you can only have a really limited amount of that in one day.
So, Matt, can you talk to me about the worker who tested positive at the Queens, New York sorting facility? What do we know so far?
So Amazon hasn't told us who this person is, kind of the same privacy concerns they've had with everybody who's tested positive among their workforce so far. But they say that person was sent home from the delivery station near LaGuardia, say they're going to pay them. And then they've said something which is, you know, unprecedented for their response to the coronavirus so far, which is that they're actually going to close the building for cleaning for some undetermined period of time to make sure it doesn't spread within the facility, or at least try to get that done.
And is that what Amazon is generally doing in places where its workers have tested positive?
You know, it hasn't so far. They had a worker test positive in their corporate workforce at their headquarters a few weeks ago. They kept those buildings open as usual for a while. And then when workers tested positive in Spain and in Italy and some of their big logistics depots there, they also kept those buildings open. You know, over the objections of the unions that represent them and then the workforce over there, who have said, you know, listen, you got to cut shifts, you got to shut down the buildings for a while, perhaps. There's been a lot of calls, particularly from European labor, to take this more seriously and shut the place down.
We reached out to Amazon for a comment because we wanted to get the company's side. And the company sent us a statement saying the following. I want to read it to you. The health and safety of our employees and contractors around the world continues to be our top priority. In order to ensure the safety of our teams, we've consulted with medical experts and health authorities and taken a number of actions over the past few weeks. So we've also learned that employees diagnosed with COVID-19 at Amazon facilities or placed in quarantine will receive up to 2 weeks' pay. Amazon is also apparently promising employees unlimited unpaid time off for all hourly workers through the end of March. Emily, what do you think about that? Is 2 weeks' pay enough?
Well, for one, you have to be actually diagnosed with it and have a doctor's note, which for a lot of people is frankly not going to happen. There's a huge shortage of tests right now, and it doesn't seem like they're going to have enough tests to give people this doctor's note to get paid leave from Amazon anytime soon, I would imagine. It's kind of hard to talk about this because there's a kind of linguistic problem with talking about what is part of a good job a lot of warehouse workers at Amazon find the unpaid time off to be a really, you know, great benefit. Whereas I think a lot of people in the white collar world would think that you mean, wait, I can stay home sick for a certain number of, you know, work hours on my schedule without getting fired, but also it's unpaid. A lot of people in the white collar world would not find that to be a particularly helpful benefit.
Matt, more than 1,500 Amazon workers recently signed a petition asking for greater protections like paid sick leave and childcare pay. They also want a facility shut down if someone who works there tests positive for COVID-19. What do workers need to stay healthy?
So Amazon, you know, when people raise questions about the, I guess, the desirability of these jobs in the warehouses, they tend to say a couple of things. They say, listen, we raised our wages $15 an hour, which, you know, depending on the market is double the federal minimum wage, or it's, you know, at least at it in most markets around the U.S. They say, you know, these folks have benefits. They're covered by the same medical package as the corporate workforce, you know, but obviously for a wide swath of folks, that's not enough. And it's just this tension that's been around for decades of, you know, Amazon has succeeded in a large part by pushing folks, you know, if not to the limit, very close to it, and talking to all those points that Emily made about, you know, just rate and time off task. It's a machine geared toward weeding out the pennies of inefficiency. And, you know, in a crisis like this, sometimes that doesn't rub workers the right way. It's just an enduring point of tension for decades with Amazon and its workforce. And I don't think that, as this petition shows, there's any indication that it's settled or that there's a giant, warm, fuzzy Amazon that's meeting all of its workers' demands.
Emily, one of the reasons that Amazon is surging right now in their usefulness to so many Americans is the fact that so many of us are practicing what's called social distancing. But do you think that the workers at the Amazon facilities themselves can effectively practice social distancing?
It would definitely have been possible in the warehouse that I was working in, which was a few years ago. It was an older model that didn't have quite so much automation. But even in the newer warehouses that I have toured, people are actually set up pretty far away from each other than stand-up meetings, which happen twice a day. However, I think what the problem would be is that this virus can live on surfaces for days. And you're always using equipment that's been, you know, touched by other people. You don't know whether it's been sanitized or not. You're always touching drawers. And it takes extra time to sanitize.
Emily Gindelsberger is a journalist and author of On the Clock, What Low-Wage Work Did to Me and How It Drives America Insane. Matt Day is a reporter for Bloomberg Technology covering Amazon. You can read the entirety of Amazon's statement on thetakeaway.org. Emily, Matt, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks very much.
Hey, thanks a lot.
And if you're working for Amazon or any delivery center, we want to hear from you. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. This is The Takeaway. Stay with us.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.